In the traditional way, who owned the land?
We did. Nobody did. It's nobody's. God put it there for people to use. He didn't say the white people or the Inuit people. But the Inuit people are being forced to act like white people and negotiate for rights and settle the land claims.
In the old days, you couldn't say...
A lot of native people used to say, you'd like telling the white people at their meetings, it's not your land, it's God's. As soon as a native person said that, it left the door wide open for whites to come in and just take over. Because God doesn't mean very much to whites. It's last on their list. And so he took a great big advantage of that. And
in the old days, you wouldn't have someone saying, like Oki saying, well, this is my area and that's your area.
No.
And you can camp wherever you want, you can fish wherever you want.
Exactly. It's nobody's. God gave it to us for us to look after, and we treat it with respect. There's no mining or anything. And I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I have to, because I have to prepare my kids. But to try and express it to you is very painful. And I'm glad, because then my kids will realize how important it is for us to hang on to our traditions. And when we're out fishing, they're the happiest. When we're out camping, they're happy. I'm not saying that they'll survive by hunting alone, even though they're getting education from the white schools. At the same time, it's going to be implanted in their hearts that their traditional way is very, very important.
Is Spence Bay going to continue, as it has the last 10 years, with young people becoming more and more separated from their parents and traditional ways, and end up all being whites on welfare? Or is there likely to be any way in which we can recapture some of the lost ground and go on from there in a way which... See, in Australia, Aborigines have almost all lost their traditional ways and values and life. Now, here I see people... I felt wonderful when I came in May, was people still living off the land, in touch with the land, while also being in the 20th century. They have a foot in both worlds now.
Mm-hmm.
Can they keep a foot in both worlds, or are they going to all end up sliding into... the white men become the same as the guys in the south?
If the land claims were ever settled, I think we have a future that teaches more traditional ways. But if they're not settled, I think we have a very sad future. If we're going to continue to be educated in a white man's way. I'm not saying that white men are bad, but their point of views are so different from ours. Their values are backwards from ours. And if we're going to continue to be educated in their way, I just hate to think what it's going to be like. But for my kids' sake, I would like to hope that we'll have very strong leaders who know what they're doing and who are going by what people want. And I get very depressed when I start thinking about what it's going to be like if we're going to be continue to be treated like white people or taught their way. I can't even begin to explain what would happen because I'm explaining my kids' future and the way it's going now, there doesn't seem to be too much hope.